Time to find out about Mapping Festival happening in Geneva right now. And Deviant Art, I'm joined on the line by Dimitri and Trinity from the festival. It's time to find out what it's all about. First of all, welcome to you both. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dimitri, I'm going to come to you first. I want to know, what is Mapping Festival all about? When's it happening? Can you give me a bit of an overview, please?
The Mapping Festival is a festival revolving around digital arts, mainly visual arts. And it started on the 13th of May already, but it's finishing on Sunday, the 23rd, next Sunday. So you still have plenty of time to visit.
Mm-hmm. So what exactly is Deviant Art then? You say it's about digital art. What's Deviant Art? What's digital art?
Digital arts is, all the arts you can create with numbers, electricity, computers. You can create like your own interfaces. And then what is Deviant Art? That is a pretty broad concept, but I would say it does relate to the fact that some of the works that are presented were not built on common art mediums. For example, you have this installation from Ted Herring called Antenna, where some kind of antenna is capturing radio waves and translating these radio waves into sounds that you can hear. So none of this was meant to exist as a piece of art in the first place, and the tools used are completely technological. So it's a bit like circuit bending, transforming an electrical appliance into art.
For example, Trinity,
you have another one at the API.
Trinity, I'm going to come to you. If you could give us some of the highlights on the program.
Oh man, so. I mean, the first week was great. The first week we had these large projections on a water wall at the Bande Paqui, which went really well. There were even some dancing mermaids involved. but for me personally, this week is when things kind of get more interesting. Mm. We have three dates, which are related to architectural mapping, which is essentially we picked three historical buildings in the city. So we have the Ethnographic Museum in Geneva, the Palais Hénard, and the Art and Historical Museum. And we essentially invited three artists to do multi-projections, which are going to cover the entire surfaces of the buildings.
Oh, cool. I love those. I love it when you get... Is it sort of using the architecture of the building, kind of like
a Fête
de Lumière style? I love those.
Yes.
What would you say is best to do in the rain? That one sounds like it involves a lot of standing outdoors, which, I mean, I'm all for in the current climate, but what is best to do in the rain?
Well, yeah, that's actually a good question because the installations
online workshops, for example.
Oh, yes, that's true. We also have a lot of online workshops. This year, we, for the first time, also decided to have an online version of the festival. So pretty much the entire program of the festival, mostly the workshops, especially, could be streamed online through Mapping TV.
Can you give me an example of what I can do at one of the workshops? Like, how can I get involved in digital art? If I don't think I'm very technical.
That's the thing. I'm not sure. I mean, for me, the workshops appear to be a little bit advanced. But however, we did have a lady from France, I think it was 2 days ago. She gave a really interesting workshop on how to make Instagram filters.
Ooh,
yeah, and so I think that was a little bit more open to, you know, all levels. I'm not a techie person either. So I think that was the first workshop and I thought, oh, okay, I think I could do this. But
okay.
Yeah.
There seem to be a lot of things that we can do inside, outside. I have seen as well on your website that if there are things that are inside, you're restricting it. So every event has a lot of, it says sort of what the capacity is and there is max capacity. If we need to get tickets to obviously make sure that you don't go over capacity, can you tell us your website, please, for more info?
So the website is 2051. Which is the year we decided to make the festival take place this year.
Let's pretend.
Dot mappingfestival.com.
All right, wonderful. 2051.mappingfestival.com. We will make sure that there's a link that goes up on our website as well. It will be under listen again at worldradio.ch. Trinity and Dimitri, thanks so much. Have a great festival.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Thank you. Bye.